My name is Carlos Trapero, and I am a recently graduate PhD, and I'm going to talk to you about the selecting verticillium wilt-resistant olive genotypes by classical breeding. So, just as a short background, you can see here the main statistics of olive growing. So the production is mainly in the Mediterranean basin, although there is some increase in production here in the US, in California. In Spain, we have nearly 24% of the total area and nearly half of the total olive oil production. So we usually find this kind of landscape in mainly south of Spain, so everything is mostly planted with olive groves. But now, from 30 years ago, more or less, there is a very important disease, which is caused by the soil-borne fungus Verticillium dalli. So now is the most threatening disease for this crop, and these are some of the symptoms, the main symptoms, which are the defoliation and the wilting of some branches or the whole tree. So it usually causes the complete death of the olive tree. And some aerial pictures, so you can figure out the importance of the disease in some areas. You can see here out of gaps where many olives should be. So the trees normally dead because of this disease, and then growers have to replant 1 year, and then the trees still go on dying. So it's really a big problem. And also the control of the disease is very difficult because it's a soil-borne fungus, and also it colonizes the xylem of the tree. So the use of resistant varieties is considered as the least expensive, the easiest, safest, and one of the most effective means for controlling this disease, according to several authors. However, there is lack of resistant cultivars. Many of them have been tested, but we have just three of them which have some partial resistance to the disease. So in 2008, a breeding program was started with the aim to develop new genotypes, new cultivars or rootstocks resistant to this disease. So starting from the seeds, from grosses or open pollination, we germinate them, and firstly I'm going to talk in this breeding scheme about the screening for verticillium resistance in control conditions. We thought it was an important part of this breeding program to have a screening method, so we can test a very large number of genotypes and then select the most resistant ones. So it was quite a big challenge for us to have a seedling screening method. So first, we tried collecting fruits and germinating seeds, and to select the best screening method, we tried with several seedling edges of the plants, also several inoculation methods with the fungus, such as stem injection and root dip. And this one was the most effective one, root deep, using very small seedlings. nearly 1 month old seedlings, and evaluating them every week following a 0 to 4 severity scale, and we calculated afterwards these disease parameters, which is the relative area under the disease progress curve. So you can see here a control plant and then an inoculated one showing the defoliation, which is similar as you can see in the field. So this method allowed us to screen a lot of genotypes, thousands of them, in control conditions. As you can see here, for year 2011-2012, and also for this year. So now, when we had this method, we had to screen many sources of resistance to find some of them, to find the most resistant ones. So with cultivated varieties, we did crosses, and also we generated progenies in open pollination. We screened also wild accessions that we collected throughout Spain. And as well, we tested some related species, which could be used also as rootstocks. So some of them were collected in South Africa, and also we got some of these accessions from the USDA Germ Plants Bank. And here I show you some of the results. For example, for 2009 trial, we have here the resistance check. So this is the progeny from a susceptible cultivar, which was used as a susceptible reference of the disease. So we found some of the progenies much more susceptible to the disease according to this parameter. But what we are happy about it is that we found some other progenies which were much more resistant than this reference, and as you can see here, they were also significantly more resistant. So I'm going to show you some histograms so you can see the inheritance of the resistance in this disease. So we crossed these two Arbosana and Sikitita cultivars. This is a moderately resistant one, and this is a susceptible one. So you find a lot of reactions in this progeny. So most of them are right here with a medium reaction to the disease. But then we have some of them with a low disease, with the low disease parameter, so some of them quite resistant to the disease, and also some of them very susceptible to the disease. And you can see here, when we crossed the same cultivar, Arbosana, with another one which is moderately resistant, we found that the percentage of resistant genotypes was higher, as you can see here in comparison with that. But the most exciting result is that when we cross this with a resistant cultivar such as Frantoio, we found a high percentage of resistant genotypes. But still, we have some very susceptible here. So you can see it is probably a polygenic resistant, as you have a big range of reactions. So as I said, there is a great variability in the progenies, between progenies and within each progeny. And so this is somehow good because we found highly resistant genotypes in almost every progeny. So we can cross two susceptible cultivars, and then we will find some small percentage of resistant genotypes. But of course, when using some cultivars, such as the resistant one from Toyo, the genotypes in the progeny, the percentage of resistant genotypes in the progeny was much higher. As I said, it is likely a polygenic control of the resistance, and also we found a low to estimated a low to moderate irritability of this trait. However, a complete resistance has not been found. We know that because of the isolations we made, and also because we did not found growing in the inoculated genotypes, in the inoculated seedlings. So in comparison with the control, for example, in the control seedlings, we found growing, they were growing just some weeks after the infection, well, the treatment with water, but the inoculated ones did not grow until maybe 2 months. So probably we haven't found complete resistance yet, but we have found high level of resistance. Here you can see more or less the number of evaluated progenies, genotypes, and the number of genotypes planted in the field up to now. So from 2008, we have evaluated more than 200 progenies and more than 11,000 genotypes. We believe it is important to have a very high number of genotypes evaluated because we are selecting nearly 8% of them as the most resistant ones. So between these 8%, now we have to find the best ones with interesting agronomic traits. So when we have these resistant seedlings, we grow them under control conditions, and then we evaluated them in the field, first for resistance to the disease and then for other traits. So we choose fields which are highly infested with this pathogen, and then we are very happy because all the progenies that we have evaluated in the field were more resistant than the susceptible reference cultivar, which is PIGWAL. So in this cultivar we found nearly 100% of disease incidence, while in our selected genotypes we just found 27% of disease incidence. So this is, in this table you can see the same results but more in detail. So both the genotypes selected with this method, with root dip and stem injection, were significantly more resistant than the non-selected genotypes. So then we are now at this point in the evaluation and selection in an infested soil, and then in the next year we will propagate the best genotypes, the most resistant ones, and the ones which have the best agronomic traits, and then we will make new trials with replicates of them. And this is what we are seeing now, the first flowering in some of the resistant genotypes. So that's all. Thank you for your attention. Yes, the most important part of this work was to evaluate the resistance in the seedling stage. So we can do a screening and then select some of these genotypes, just the resistant ones. And after that, in the field, we will see the agronomic traits. But we are starting to see them. Yeah.
Do they cross-pollinate?
Yes.
How about the crossing between Frantoio and Lecino? Have you done that?
Lecino.
Frantoio.
Yes, we haven't done this cross.
You have? I mean, because I personally love Frantoio. I was so happy to see that Frantoio is one of the most resistant. So I'm like.
Frantoio is one of the most resistant cultivars up to now. So we are crossing Frantoio with many other cultivars. But Lecino is it is quite vigorous, and Frantoio is quite vigorous also. So another trait we are looking for is less vigorous plant. So maybe that's why we did not make that cross.
Do they have the same problem in Italy?
They have verticillium wheat, but it is not such a big problem because they don't have highly virulent isolates of the pathogen. But it's also a problem there. I think the big problem is in Spain and also in California. It is present this highly virulent isolate.
Very impressed.
Okay.
Narrow sense,
yeah.
Okay. So you believe that in all the resistances are polygenic?
We believe it is mostly polygenic because we also found that one resistant cultivar is not transmitting the resistance to its progeny. So maybe it is not completely polygenic.
But yeah, I heard you say that you're looking for resistances and you found some, but resistance is not complete. So what do you mean by that statement?
I mean that probably we cannot find a genotype which is not colonized by the fungus, which don't have any symptom at all. Maybe we can find highly resistant ones, which can stand infections, but maybe not a complete resistance.
Yeah, but is that not what you want? Polygenic resistance, right? And major gene resistance, which will probably be more durable than major gene resistance.
Yes, could be more durable. But probably it is not a complete resistance, but we are happy with a high level of resistance anyway.
The last question.
I noticed that one of the more resistant varieties was one of one of the species from Africa. Do they cross with their European olive?
Yes, this year we crossed this species, and we have now to make the paternity testing. We are now in it, so to confirm it was the cross. But anyway, we were very excited with this new species that has resistance. But last year, many of these trees of this species died, and we think it was because of the frost. So maybe it will be also a problem.
Okay, conclude our bridge session. Let's give it a 1 hour speech.